This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Hi there, welcome everybody. 1213 WTPL 1077. It is The Pulse. My name is Mike Moore, and Carol Lawrence, co-host of the show and owner of the Red Arrow Diners, is taking a nice four-day holiday, as she will for the month of August, to enjoy some good weather with Daryl and her friends and family. So I will be having a variety of different guest hosts in, and I have cherry-picked my favorite guest from the last couple of months. And today it is Chad Zingales, who's director of golf operations at Amherst Country Club, and Ponima Green, both in Amherst. And Chad, we had so much fun with you last time. We thought, let's bring him back, because here's a guy that works for nothing.
Yeah, I work for free, and it's great to be back here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And over the course of the next week and a half, you're also going to co-host a week from Friday, which is August 7th, which is also the same day that you will be doing some stand-up comedy at Amherst Country Club, opening up with a couple other guys for Lenny Clark, who is one of the biggest names in Boston comedy.
Yeah, that's going to be an exciting evening. Certainly, it's coming up quick, and I'm very excited.
So do you have your set down?
I am working on my set. Actually, tonight I'm going to be at an open mic in Nashua, just practicing.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, going to be at Fodie's on Main Street.
We may have talked about this. Have you done Whippersnappers in Londonderry?
I haven't, but I'm going to be doing that as well at some
point.
Please
let me know when you do that, and I can share the word with our listeners. I live very close to there.
Yep.
And I've actually gone to see another friend who actually drove all the way from Milton, Mass.
Wow.
To do, you know, 5 or 6 minutes.
Dedication right there.
Yeah. And I tell you, that's rough. I mean, you're working a room that for the most part isn't paying attention.
Right.
Unless it's friends or people that really want to see you.
Right.
And it's talk about cutting your teeth on comedy. And I'm sure you know that already, because it can be very distracting.
I went to Whippersnappers, actually, not long ago, where there was a comedy competition going on, and it was the same thing. You got to be prepared. It's not easy. Not easy.
You really do. You have to be able to grab the room.
Yep.
And you can be the best comic in the world, and you know it could be a tough room. I mean, you got a bar at the far end, and then you've got a bunch of tables and seating right in front and off to your left.
Yep.
And it's not a wireless mic, so you can't. It's tougher to roam into the room and
right.
slap somebody upside the head if they're not listening to you. And any time I've entertained the thought of doing stand-up comedy, because I've done just a ton of speaking in my life, I think about, you know, do I want to stand up in front of 30 people who couldn't give a crap that I'm up there talking? Because that's basically what it is.
That's right.
But that's if you can do that.
That's right.
Then you can now you're going to be working. The Amherst Country Club, where you work your day job is, but that is a comedy crowd that will for the most part, they'll be polite and they'll listen and they want to have a good time.
Hopefully. I'm getting a lot of questions at work. You know, it's $25 for a ticket, and I have a lot of people who know me and who I know, and,
yes.
and they coming up to me asking me, hey, listen, if I don't want to hear your stuff, can I pay less money? which is disheartening but exciting still the same. It's a good joke. I'll give it to them.
Yeah. Is it... Now, have you actually worked a room where you know they're there for comedy as opposed to Whippersnappers, which is 10 people who are just kind of finding out if they are any good at this?
You know, I've done basically 5 performances, and they've been
a
little bit of a mix.
Okay.
So, you know, but I have not really I haven't dove into the whole a place like Whippersnappers where they're more there to, you know, socialize, not necessarily there for the comedy. But
right.
my feeling is if you can survive a room like that and you want to keep doing it after that, that's a good way to, you know, get your feet wet.
That's exactly it. And I think that the room, because I think you're probably going to sell out.
I hope so.
Is it looking? I mean, you've got most of the tickets sold, right?
Yep. We probably have about 20 seats left.
Okay, so.
We're actually going to give away 2 tickets today, if that's okay.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah. That's fine. I think this will probably be your best experience as far as, you know, standing in front of a room, because people are there. They're coming to see Lenny. So they appreciate, you know, talented guys.
God, I hope so.
So where will you be in the order? You're not the MC for the night. That's Mike Katrobis, right?
Mike Katrobis will be MCing, and I'll probably be second is my guess.
Okay.
Mike will be kind of MCing and doing some stuff in between, and then Lenny obviously is headlining. Mm-hmm. So
how did you get Lenny Clark? I mean, that's, you know, you don't have that many seats
in your place, 150 or somewhere around there.
Right.
Is he golfing for free?
He is golfing that day, but that's not how we got. We actually lucked out. He had an opening, and I don't know if he had had a cancellation, but he was interested in coming up this way, and he's not, you know, he's from around here anyway in the Boston area.
Yes.
But he does play golf, so he's going to come up early and play a little golf and, you know, and then do the show in the evening. And
fun.
He'll be right in his car as soon as he's done and
driving
back.
Yeah, to and screw. I know
that's right.
That works. Well, Lenny Clark is great, and I'm very happy for you. And you'll be on next Friday, and we'll have some fun with Comedy Cold Cuts, which is right up your alley, and then and more about the show. Tickets may be sold out by then, so get them.
We'll bring some tickets next week, too, but we'll have two tickets today
to give out.
Give
away. All right, remind me a little later in the show,
okay?
Because I will forget.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of people. Let me tell you who you'll be co-hosting for today.
Okay.
Mayor Ted Gatsis of Manchester will be in, and as soon as we see him make his walk down the Golden Staircase here at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, we will shift gears, bring him in. He is going to be fed today by 900 Degrees, which is a wonderful pizza place in downtown Manchester, just off Canal Street.
Wow.
And there should be plenty for you and for me and
fantastic.
Everybody else. So
I'm hoping on it.
We take the mayor's crumbs when you
is
know.
Is that how it works?
Although typically he'll start, and then what he starts doing is he'll start slicing little pieces and passing it off to me of whatever it is, be it pasta or a salad, or in this case, probably pizza today from 900 Degrees. So we have that to look forward to. Linda Ditch Thompson is a food blogger in Kansas. So why do we have her on the show? Well, she used to live and write locally, and she's very good, magazine writer and newspaper columnist. But she moved to Kansas, and still I'm not really sure why, but she did. And so we talk to her every week.
Cool.
On Thursday. So
great surfing in Kansas.
That's what I hear. Yeah. I don't know. The shark's not an issue there?
I don't think so. I mean, it's just a great coastal state.
Yeah, it really is. Well, after the next earthquake, it may be. So who knows? And then this is a last-minute addition. A friend of mine was in Portland yesterday as part of the audition process for Shark Tank. You ever see that show?
I have. Great show.
That is a great show. And they get thousands of people that show up. There was, I think, only three audition cities this year, and Portland was one of them yesterday. So it's on the front page of today's Union Leader.
Wow.
So I reached out to Pam Riesenberg and asked if she would join us for a few moments, tell us about the experience. You know who else was there? Another Manchester guy, David Bellman of Bellman's Jewelers,
which is
right up on Elm Street.
Sure.
He invented something a couple years ago, and I think he is on the cusp of making it big with this. It's a jewelry cleaner that you use in your dishwasher.
Wow.
It's a little plastic container that opens up, and it's got all kinds of holes and gaps and everything else. So it can, while you're doing your fine china, you're cleaning your jewelry.
No kidding.
And it's very safe and it's very effective. But what he does, and I'm sure if he gets on Shark Tank, he'll do this. He'll get somebody's ring or maybe Barbara Cochran's earrings or something, and he has a real quick swab test to indicate how much bacteria there is. And typically, it's like it's just off the charts. It's worse than a TV remote or a toilet seat. And we're wearing these rings and everything else. I see our pizza ears just right through there. Right. It's like a rat maze to get in here. So anyway, and so then people say, "Oh my God, I can't believe I'm wearing this." So then he cleans it. And people are amazed. So it's an invention that's doing very well for him. And he pitched the Sharks yesterday. Oh, not the Sharks, but the producers. And then they select a certain number of people. They get to tape the show. And my friend Pam Riesenberg has a company or a product called Mix Match Men. And it was inspired by her husband, who apparently can't dress himself.
Wow.
So it's one of these things that there are ways that you can use little symbols or icons that you put on various clothing pieces that if, you know, the soccer ball matches the soccer ball, then you can wear those two things together.
Brilliant.
Kind of like the old Garanimals.
Yeah.
You know, probably even before your time. So anyway, we're going to talk to her, and you have a little venture that I hope we have a little time to talk about a little later in the show as well that maybe has Shark Tank potential.
You think so?
Well, I think it does. I'm not sure if you've thought it through far enough to a more global.
I haven't.
No.
But I'm feeling like today could be the day that we explore that
we bust
together.
It out. Yeah. So that's what's going on. Now, the mayor is not here yet, But our
pizza
deliverer of food, Michelle, is here.
I mean, would he notice if there was pizza missing? I don't.
Well, he may, although I believe I see the mayor.
Oh, here he comes.
He's coming down now. Yep. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. And then Mayor Ted Gatz's lunch with the mayor. And we'll also be speaking with Michelle from 900 Degrees. I love 900 Degrees, by the way.
Great band.
And so we'll have more. It is Food for Thought. Carol is away. I'm Mike Moore, and Chad Zingale is my co-host on 107.7 WTPL The Pulse. Right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is Food for Thought, 1228, 107.7 WTPL. Mike Moore and Carol Lawrence is away. Chad Zingales from Amherst Country Club in Ponema Green is my co-host. Our show is brought to you by Grasshopper's Garden Center, where the customer comes first on North River Road, New Boston, and Mama McDonough's Irish Pub on Depot Street in Hillsborough. Come find your Irish side. Well, we're going to find our Greek side right now with Mayor Ted Gatzis, who is in studio and has... You know, he didn't wait for the introduction of our official provider of food today. He apparently is a little extra hungry today. Is it true, Mayor Gatzis?
Very good. No breakfast. It's excellent.
Oh, seriously. Providing our food today is 900 Degrees here in Manchester. They, of course, have another store. Is it, what town?
It's in Epping.
Whoops, hang on a second here. You know, I get your microphone up. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Epping. All right, so Michelle Doucette is the area manager now that there are two stores. And I have to tell you that I make pizza at home now with homemade crust. I don't have a wood-fired oven like you do. It only gets up to about 700 degrees because I have a big smoker in the backyard. But I have to say that I have patterned the way that I make pizza after the way that 900 Degrees does because I like it so much.
Oh, that's amazing. What a nice compliment.
It's not as good, but the very first margarita pizza that I ever had was at 900 Degrees. And guess what I'm making for dinner tonight?
Excellent. Excellent. The margarita is very popular, and I brought the senator another one of our very popular pizzas.
Just gave him a promotion. He's the man now. That's okay.
Did I call him Senator Gatzis again?
It's hard habits to break.
It is hard habits to break. Mayor Gatzis, excuse me.
Right. And maybe governor, but I mean, that's a whole different
maybe
story.
Governor, you know it. That could happen.
See, I only say that when his mouth is full and he can't. Anyway, so tell us, Michelle, what did you bring today? Because you brought more than just pizza.
I did. Carol's instructions were to bring something kind of healthy. So, but I remember the mayor's appetite from when he was at the Senate. So I brought him some other good tasty things as well. We have, for our healthy selection, I have a chicken caprese panini, which is delicious. It's a grilled marinated chicken breast. We marinate it in a little bit of olive oil and balsamic vinegar and secret Italian spices. And it's done on the panini press with fresh arugula, buffalo mozzarella, and our homemade pesto.
Can I get you moving a little bit closer?
Absolutely.
To you, Michelle. Thank you. All right, so the salad looks really good. Were you just describing that?
I was actually describing the panini, but the salad is our... Yes, absolutely. The house salad, it's our 900 degree signature house salad, and that has a really light balsamic vinaigrette on it as well, with caramelized onions, candied walnuts, and cranberries. And it complements our chicken salad nicely as well.
All right, you got to pass it over. I'm a nut.
Okay, absolutely.
Candied walnuts. No, let the governor, the senator.
This is terrible. That's what I'm going to be known for the rest of my life.
I'm going to send you guys outside with the two salads and the panini press.
We're going to have pizza.
It looks like you guys' mouths are watering and you're just looking to eat.
So, Chad, what is your understanding of the pecking order of how this works?
My understanding is that Michelle has provided the food to Mayor Gatzis. Mayor Gatzis is going to enjoy the food that he selects, probably mostly trying all of it, and then he's going to pass whatever's left to you, Mike, and then once you're done selecting it, I get to try whatever's left.
Sounds about right, doesn't it?
Now, I did screw up, Mike. I will say I took a bite of this pizza here. I thought it was mine because it was in front of me, but apparently this was the mayor's, and I apologize.
There's a whole pizza out in the waiting room for you.
I feel bad, though. I mean, I'm just a guest here, and I'm eating your pizza.
The traffic people are... looking for your car now towing to put my a boot on it.
That's fantastic. Well, I drive a Prius, and it's parked out front of the Radisson, so have
well,
fun.
Well, then you're doing your part.
Thank you.
You deserve some pizza.
I have to ask, Michelle, you had said that there are secret Italian spices in here. Yes. Is there anybody that knows the secret spices, or, I mean, what would it take to know some of those spices?
Come work at 900 degrees,
really?
And I will tell you it's in every single bit of our food.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you need to have a comedy night then. I know you've done jazz and blues and everything else. How about a comedy night? Chad is a
great question,
comedian.
Mike. Yeah. Good networking.
That's an excellent idea.
Thank you.
We should talk about that.
You took a bite of my pizza.
I never said he was a bright comedian.
Yeah, listen, there was pizza near me. I took a bite of it. I'm sorry.
That looks like really good pizza. So are you afraid to bite into the piece? Can we get the mayor on
I am
gonna
go,
piece?
The funny thing is I actually gave Chad his own plate and everything, but he chose to eat off the mayor's plate. But why don't you hand me your plate? I will go get
you
your very own piece.
I remember Michelle from the state Senate. She was one of the recording secretaries
in one of the
committees.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
So that's why she continues to call me senator, but that's okay.
I'm over it now, Mayor.
Mayor Gatzes, how's everything going? How are you handling the heat out there? Are you a hot weather type of guy? Or
I don't have a problem with the heat because I know that in a few months we'll all be complaining about snow. So let's enjoy the weather that we have today.
Amen.
And not worry about what might come in January or February.
How was snow removal for the city this year? Because it was a nightmare, obviously, for all municipalities. I mean, I just heard today that the big pile in New York City still hasn't melted. Wow. And the reason it's slow is because there's so much junk. It's kind of an insulator for the snow. And Boston's, I think, recently finally declared ice out in Boston. So how are things this year? At bottom line, I'm sure you went beyond the budget.
I'm sure we did. Don't have the exact numbers. They're closing out the year-end numbers now.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have a pretty good idea in the next couple of weeks on actually what that looked like. But I think that all in all, the budgets were fine, and we had surpluses, and we're moving forward. And who knows, maybe we will have another mild winter like we did a couple of years ago.
I think
it only snows north of Concord.
Well, I remember the winter you're referring to. I think it was 2012, and we didn't have any measurable snow after about March 3rd or 4th. So we need that kind of winter, I guess, to catch up.
The thing that's remarkable is with all the snow that we had, and we were just talking about it with Chad, is that, you know, we're in a drought.
Right.
And that's unbelievable. You would have thought that the rivers would have been overflowing and there would have been an awful lot of water around, but that's not been the case.
And I don't want to show all my cards, but if there was a way that we could have taken that snow and put it into a giant tank, we would have enough water to be watering right now, right, Mayor Gatzes?
Well, we're watering, so.
Okay.
This is not California.
It's good to know.
Yeah. How awful is that?
I mean, they're bad out there.
I mean, you look at the reservoirs that are down to nothing. I was at Vegas at the Hoover Dam maybe 3-4 years ago before it really got bad, and you can see Lake Mead right there. But then you can see the ring marks, how it's gone down over the years, and it's horrible. So and Vegas provides a lot of the energy for the whole West Coast. They have these like a dozen giant generators in the basement, and you know, it's pretty amazing. So I don't know what they're going to do. Whose phone is dinging?
Oh,
that was
yours.
That was mine. And of course, it's Carol.
She wants to make sure that Michelle's feeding the mayor healthy stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Completely healthy.
It is healthy.
Completely
chicken
healthy,
salad
Carol.
Is excellent.
Excellent.
Now, that pizza looks like it's got artichokes and the goat cheese and
black olives.
That looks really
onions,
good.
Onions,
it's
mushrooms.
Delicious. It's our pepe, and it's actually feta cheese.
Oh, it is feta. Okay.
It is, yes. And delicious artichokes and tomatoes and onions. It's fantastic.
I would, but I don't want to, you know.
You can have a bite of mine, which
have
was
a bite
his.
Oh, thank
there
you.
There you are.
Thank you very much. I will.
Musical plates. There we go.
Into that very shortly. All right, so, Maya, let's get a review of what you've had so far. And I'm sure you're enjoying it. Sorry about that. My timing could be better, couldn't it?
I had some of the macaroni salad.
Yes.
That's very, very good.
Excellent.
Chicken salad, very healthy. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's listening, very healthy. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of bites of the
pepe pizza.
The pepe pizza. Mm-hmm. That's very good. So I've not had a bite of the
Oh, the panini?
Panini sandwich.
Oh, does that look good?
That's a two-handed off-the-air sandwich, I'm afraid.
All right. what's in the panini, Michelle?
It's our marinated chicken breast, which is fired in the wood-fired oven.
Yes.
And our homemade pesto, arugula, Roma tomatoes, and buffalo mozzarella.
Now, I've been into 900 degrees at times where I've seen the guy, because it's an open kitchen.
It is, yes.
You haven't been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kneading the dough and twirling around and throwing it into into the rafters.
That's just for show. We don't make people eat those. But it's for entertaining the children. Actually, Neapolitan pizza, the less you handle the dough, the lighter and flakier and crispier the crust is.
That is very true. And I found that out the hard way one day, again, because I make my crust as close to yours as I can. And I probably overworked it, so I put it in the oven with all the fixings, and it turned into one giant bubble.
Ooh.
And it was, I mean, I had to stab it with a knife several times to get everything to settle down, but it was still not good.
It's good to admit this, though, Mike. I mean, if you have some pent-up, issues or aggression, that's what you'll typically do, is overwork the dough. I don't know if you do that. It's a study of psychology.
Thank God we have Chad here.
I made that up, actually. I don't even know if that's true.
Chad, have you had a chance to try any of this yet?
I have, actually. I took a bite of this Pepe. It was delicious.
Don't stop now, because I'm not touching this one. You've already been into it.
All right. He didn't want to share it. It might be the canker sore in my mouth that he's worried about.
Oh, that's lovely.
I mean, you didn't stop looking at that the whole time it was put down here.
I can't stop looking at it.
Hey, you know, Chad is going to actually work a comedy show at Amherst Country Club a week from Friday. Do you need another opener for the show?
Maybe. Are you interested?
Lenny Clark.
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah, I would never be as good as you are, Chad, and not even remotely close. So you don't have to worry about me biting into your pizza.
Me pizza, Sue pizza. It's fine.
The mayor is on a roll today.
He really is.
Wow. Unbelievable. All right, let's take a quick break so that I can have something to eat. We'll come back a couple more minutes with the mayor, a couple questions to ask, and give him a chance to try a little bit more food. This is Food for Thought. Compliments today of 900 Degrees and Michelle Doucette, who is the area manager for 900 Degrees at 107.7 WTPL. We will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Yeah, that's us, The Pulse, 107.7 WTPL. Kara Lawrence is away today and tomorrow. She'll be back on Monday. Food for Thought is brought to you by Integrity Health Coaching Solutions of Bedford and Londonderry, and Red Arrow Diners, Manchester, Milford, and the latest new one to open back in the winter with the drive-thru is in Londonderry, exit 5 off of I-93, redarrowdiner.com. In studio for just a few more moments, along with the mayor, is our deliverer of food today, area manager for 900 Degrees, Michelle Doucette. Michelle, I'm not sure if you see New Hampshire Business Review or if you're aware.
Oh, yes.
Of the story, page 4 in the current issue, 900 Degrees makes sustainability work. And there's a picture of Priscilla Lane Rondo, of course, your boss.
Yes.
So some really nice, I didn't realize that 900 Degrees was as committed to the whole green movement as you are.
We are, yes. We're a member of Green Alliance, and we try to use recycled and earth-friendly products whenever possible. All of our cleaning products are earth-friendly. Right down to our pizza boxes are made from recycled material. The Epping location is nearly completely made of recycled material and energy efficient equipment, so on and so forth. But Priscilla is a huge proponent for preserving and maintaining the environment, and a huge giver backer to the community.
Eloquently put.
Thanks.
I'm teasing. Also, the first restaurant in New Hampshire, sustainable lodging and restaurant program to be named an environmental champion.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some of these you may not be able to pull right off your head here. The ever-evolving green touches at the two restaurants include LED lighting and motion sensors, locally sourced ingredients, a comprehensive recycling program, low VOC paints and seals, a water conservation program, and creating as little waste as possible.
Yes.
Would that be accurate?
Yes.
All right. So in addition to really terrific pizza and other dishes, this is a restaurant that is also serious about sustainable and a great entrepreneur, of course. This opened what, 2007?
It did.
Wow.
Yes.
Remember, it's fantastic.
You couldn't get in when it first opened.
Yeah.
So
that's really great. That must be hard to do with a pizza company. You know, you're making a lot of pizza boxes. That's really fantastic that you guys do that.
Thank you. Yes, it's they're made from recycled materials. As long as they don't go in a garbage bag, they decompose in the earth naturally, and we obviously recycle.
Cool. Mayor, you got to the panini finally,
and now you're... took a bite of that. That was very good. The chicken was very, very moist and tender.
Leave a few of those candied walnuts for me, will you?
I'm going to leave the balance for you.
Oh, very good. And maybe Chad will get a little something to take home in his...
Yeah. I'm obviously not getting any of the walnuts because you like those. So you'll pick through that.
I hope you like craisins.
Can't wait.
So, Mayor, tonight is, the start of In Town Manchester Summerfest free concert series, correct?
Not the start. This is the third one.
Oh, it's the third one.
It is.
So it's a show. It's at 7 o'clock. And is it the Army Rock Band, or am I...
It is the... up on Concord Street is the Farmer's Market this afternoon. On Concord Street. Mm-hmm. People should go up and visit. The products are starting to come out, and they're fast and furious. And I can tell you I'm going up to see if we can't find some fresh vegetables to bring home.
All right. So I have a question for you. Next Tuesday, we'll be talking to the woman that runs the Tilton Winter Farmer's Market. I don't know if you... spoken with her or if you've heard from her.
I did.
She would love to plant it here in Manchester.
She cornered me. She didn't corner me, but she caught up to me the other day, and she handed me a sheet of paper and told me she was running the Tilton Market. She'd love to do one here in the winter. And certainly I have no problem if we can find ways to get people down here in the wintertime to participate in a farmer's market. That's a great thing.
Well, I mean, you probably know it's huge. I'm sure you took a look at what she gave you. I mean, 100 vendors or something like that, and I'm going to guess, I don't know, there must be some mill space somewhere that's being underused right now that perhaps could accommodate something like that.
Well, I know that we'll have conversation and talk to some different people to see if we can accommodate her when she comes down.
We get Donald Trump to cut the ribbon when that happens?
Good question, Mike.
I'm sure that if she invites Donald Trump, he would come if he's in town.
Mayor Gatsis, you mentioned that you're going to be selecting some vegetables for your take home with you. What is your vegetable of choice?
Right now?
Yeah.
Corn.
Corn, yeah, good choice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. How do you prefer your corn? Do you grill it?
We grill it. We boil it. Yep. We steam it. Any way that my lovely wife brings it out to me, it's always good.
Yep. Corn is
Cassandra is a fine cook, is she not?
She is excellent. She's too good a cook.
Oh.
But she concentrates on cooking healthy, so
right.
I know that there's a summer squash, Syrian squash that she brings out and stuffed with lamb meat and rice and cooked in tomatoes juice or VA juice, actually, and it's excellent. And when you start, tough to stop.
And Michelle, this pizza that you brought us today is called the Pepe?
The Pepe.
P-E-P-E?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, do your grandchildren call you a Pepe, Mr. Mayor?
No, I have no grandchildren.
Oh, okay. I see you with little kids, so.
That's my niece and nephews.
Okay.
They call me Uncle Teddy, and that's okay.
Well, Uncle Teddy, Ted Gatsis, our mayor, thank you so much. You look like you really had a good time today.
I had a great time. Chad, it was nice meeting you.
Likewise.
And I can tell you that your sense of humor certainly is more appetizing than the bites of pizza you took from me.
That means a lot to me, one way or another.
Yeah. So, Michelle, thank you so much for representing 900 Degrees and delivering a fantastic lunch for all of us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. My pleasure.
Yes. Yeah, so we'll see you around sometime soon, I'm sure. Mayor, have a great rest of the day and weekend,
thank
sir.
You.
You'll be very busy,
enjoy.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Thank Look you forward very... to coming in a couple of weeks again.
See you, too. I have no idea what we're going to have, but Carol.
You have not absolutely, unequivocally not disappointed. Everyone that's been in has been unbelievable.
I hope we don't run out of good restaurants.
You can in the city. There's an awful lot of them.
Not in Manchester.
Is this typically how you eat lunch? I mean, do you just kind of go...
Just on Thursday.
Just on Thursday.
Yes,
okay.
Just on Thursday.
And your wife would approve of this.
I'm not telling you where I'm going next Thursday because I don't want you showing up.
I have not understood. Understandable. That's fine. Yeah, this is good.
I feel a steel cage match coming up here somewhere down the road.
Well, throw Donald Trump in the mix and we'll be all set.
All right.
Some tickets.
All right, Mayor, thank you. Thank you very much.
Michelle, thank you. Nice seeing you again.
Nice to see you, too. Right,
so you can take whatever you want with you. And Chad and I are going to chat amongst ourselves here for a few more moments to round out the hour and try not to lose the license. So anyway,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks. See you in a couple weeks, Mayor. All right. Fantastic.
See you later.
All right.
I was going to leave everything to Chad.
Okay. All right. It is 1251, 1077 WTPL, The Pulse. So how do you like showbiz, Chad?
What a nice group of people. What a nice, this was great.
You going to take some of that?
No, I'm leaving this for you.
You're leaving it here?
Wow. Some good pieces in there too, Mike. Uneaten.
Did you give Michelle a tip? I hope, because I don't have any money today, Mayor.
As usual.
Mayor, if you could go easy on the towing charge on my car, that would be fantastic.
No, it's not towing, it's booting.
Oh, booting. Yeah. Even better. Yeah. That's awesome.
I got my second ticket of the summer a couple days ago, but it was my fault. I missed it by 3 stinking minutes.
Ooh.
3 minutes.
You need to know somebody high up in the food chain, if you will.
Yeah, well, let me know.
This is what, boy, show business. I don't see how hard this could really be, Mike. No. I mean, you're getting fed on a regular basis.
Truth be known, I actually pay Carol to let me do this.
Do you really?
No.
That's fantastic.
It's 12:52. We have a couple minutes, and we'll be talking to Linda Thompson-Ditch from Kansas here in a couple minutes, a little later in the hour. One of the people that was at the Shark Tank auditions in Portland, Maine yesterday, a friend of mine, Pam Riesenberg, from Derry, and we'll be chatting with her a little bit. And I ran across something online. There's a bunch of food websites that I actually shared with you that just have the coolest stuff. Somebody put together a list of the funniest fortune cookies they've ever run across.
Oh, that's good.
And you do not have to fill the end with in bed, okay? So please, I'm going to stop you right now just in case you were thinking about doing that.
Scratch off all those jokes.
All right, so I got about 7 or 8 of them. Funny fortune cookies. Here's one. Wouldn't it be ironic to die in the living room?
Indeed.
It's a good one.
Yep.
Here's one. Don't eat any Chinese food today or you'll be very sick. How would you like to open that one up?
It's all said and done. Yeah, a little too late.
At the Lilac on 101. Yeah. Say, oh.
Amazing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is funny. Help, I'm being held prisoner in a Chinese bakery.
These are really good. Yeah.
Funny fortune cookies from, I'm not sure which website I got this. It might have been eater.com. Here we go. The end is near, and it's all your fault. Oh, no pressure there. Here we go. You will die alone and poorly dressed. do you ever worry, like when you die, are they going to put the clothes on you that you would like to spend eternity in?
You know, that's a really good question. What do you want to be buried in?
I mean, you truly have to figure these things out ahead of time.
You do, and that's something that might get overlooked.
Right. I mean, I know we have the pull the plug rule and all this stuff. You got people that are your guardians or your advocates, in your latter years, but... who's going to dress you? Who's going to give you a haircut?
Maybe that the thing that's on Shark Tank that your friend is coming up with, where there's matching things, labels.
Right.
That could be something we should
make sure that I have my Garanimal pajamas on.
Right.
There we go.
Right.
Good point. To ask her about that, if she's thought about the funeral application of her invention.
Right. That could be a whole other industry.
Holy
that she's untapped.
Cow. All right. Here we go. A couple more funny fortune cookies. Hearty laughter is a good way to jog internally without having to go outdoors. this is great. This is Mr. Obvious. You are not illiterate.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Funny fortune cookies, a couple more. Oh, that wasn't chicken.
Boy, some of these are cruel, huh?
They are. And finally, funny fortune cookies. I found your boyfriend on Craigslist. He wasn't selling his pool table.
Amazing.
Wrapping up the hour with some fun and fortune cookies. We'll be back with our friend from Kansas, Linda Thompson-Ditch. She's a blogger and absolutely loves food, as we all do. Carol Lawrence away for a nice 4-day weekend. She'll be back on Monday. I'm Mike Moore, and Chad Zingales is my co-host for hour number 2. The mayor says thumbs up. You can stay. This is The Pulse 107.7. Food for thought on WTPL.